Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, beloved gods and goddesses, on the Sora Call, today being October the 22nd, 2021. So wonderful to have everyone here on this Friday. I'm going to go ahead and see if I could bring Q in to our call now. So hang in there. We have Weezer Ray is here already, so we're all good to go. All right, let's go ahead and try Q one more time. Here we go.
Good day, this is Q.
Good day, Q. This is Jane and Billy. How are you today?
Great. It only took you 2 tries today. That's awesome.
We're so grateful that you're here for our call with you today. And we certainly appreciate every time that you are on a call with us. It brings us lots of love and upliftment besides all the information that you provide. So thank you for being here.
Jane, it is my honor. It's just a privilege to get to do this. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead. Hey, excuse me, Q. Is there any way you can increase your volume at your end?
Okay. How's that?
That's great. Okay.
Very good.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and open up Billy's line just so she can say hello to everyone. Hi, Zaria.
Hello.
Billy?
Hello.
Okay. All right. So you're there in the wings.
Yeah, I'll put myself on mute.
Okay. So anytime we wish to connect with Billy, we can just go. I can go ahead and unmute her. So Q, we have everyone here already, and everyone is anxious to hear, answers as well to some of their questions. But we were wondering if we could start our call off with a wonderful command healing boost with you, if you could do that for us so we can get off on a much higher level of frequency.
Of course. The theme for me today, and as always, is the ascension understandings and observations for each and every one of us. And so I'm inspired to command our spirit in a way that directs us more and more towards our true selves and the ascension process. Would that be okay?
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Maybe you would repeat after me. I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
I command prime creator.
I command prime creator.
To increase all beings' capabilities.
To increase all beings' capabilities?
Capability. Very good.
Capability.
I command prime creator.
I command, and everybody kind of say this out loud as we're doing this. I command prime creator.
I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To increase our capabilities.
To increase our capabilities.
I command prime creator.
I command prime creator.
I command prime creation.
I command prime creation.
To increase our capabilities now.
To increase our capabilities now.
Count after me, please. 10, 9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now. Okay. Everybody's
beautiful.
Got a little bit of a tingle there. Let's settle in. Let it settle in.
Absolutely wonderful.
Okay, very good. Great way to start. Thank you for allowing me to do that.
It is. Yeah, well, thank you for doing this with us. So everybody's now kind of feeling tingly, feeling energized. So very good. So just as an overall bit of information from you, Q, there's so much that is happening presently. And we have been informed, you know, from various websites and people, et cetera, that October was what we call Red October, because so much is going to be moving and shifting from lower density to higher frequencies, et cetera. And so from your point of view, could you tell us what you are seeing presently in regards to politics and in regards to health, like the COVID and the vaccines, and politically in terms of Trump and the EBS, et cetera? I know that seems a lot.
Yeah, that'll take about 7 hours, so I'll do the best I can in 5 minutes.
thank you.
Okay.
Thank
so, you
know,
the best way to, you know, I've gone on these shows many times and said we don't really need to deal with the past because it's already gone, and
mm-hmm.
we're really good at sustaining the past, the next piece of mail, the next email, the next jab at you on your text messages, whatever it is. But it is helpful to look at history, and you can see why we are where we are now. And that, so if you take a snapshot of the last 500 years and start looking at how society was controlled, whether it's in Europe or North America, it doesn't really matter. You can
mm-hmm.
see that all of it, all the technology on this planet is designed for this day right now, and that is to suspend and hinder ascension, okay? And ascension is a very incomplete word for what our true capabilities are and growing our light body into our physical body. But essentially, mm-hmm. all of your political issues and all of the technology are predominantly alien design, okay? So the
mm-hmm.
very phone you're looking at, the computer, this is all alien technology because they know the ascension process is right under our nose, and it happens every 2,000 years, and I think we've talked about in the past. So the difference is we control when ascension happens. And so the bad guys, they don't really know when we're going to get our feet underneath us, and we control it at the same time. All they care about is to make sure we reincarnate again and forget that we're light bodies, light beings. And so when you're looking at a lot of these political issues, the chemical attack on society, it's really to suspend your natural growth of bringing in more of your spirit body, light body, whatever word you like to use, into your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us have great capabilities, and as this version of humans starts growing and growing and growing, we get ahead of the curve, and the bad guys know it, and so the real game here, every piece of technology on this planet right now is designed to make sure you do not ascend or understand the process. And so the reason for that is so that you will believe in reincarnation. You will believe in the Akashic Records. You'll believe in life review. I assure you, the light does not judge the light. There isn't, source does not judge source. So if you believe you need to come back and save the ant farm you kicked over when you were a kid, that's what the bad guys want, okay? So there's billions and billions and billions of planets to go to. Didn't say this planet wasn't worth staying and working on and having fun here, but there are billions of places to go, I assure you. So for me, all of the political issues, as long as there's another one, the bad guys really like it. And most of the bad guys, for me, are all aliens controlling intrinsic humans. So that's the best I can do.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that that really says it all. So if we understand that, then we shouldn't even be thinking about it at all. And the only thing
right.
we need to be thinking about.
Yeah, so that is my purpose here. That is my passion, is to be a transition specialist. And that is our informal decision-making process and our formal decision-making process should all be based on our highest joy. And I get tired of hearing myself say it over and over again, but it's really that simple. If we only chose exactly what we preferred each and every day, all of this would change. And that is my definition of faith.
That's your definition of faith?
Faith. That's right. Faith within yourself. I encourage everybody to use my words as reference, but there is no one higher than yourself. I am not anyone's guru, and I do not have all the answers. You do. And as long as we focus on what really excites us each and every moment of each and every day, and only focused on developing the future, we care less about the past. We don't need the past. It's already gone. Everything I just said is already gone. So let's get excited mm-hmm. about what we prefer. And I guarantee you all this will clean up very quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that summarizes it quite well. I think we can go ahead. If we can, Q, I know that I had sent you some information about a little boy. And if I could bring him on the line, and that could be our first person that you could speak with. And I'll go ahead and bring. Okay, thank you so much. So the grandfather is the one presently that is with him. And so I'll go ahead, and the little boy's name is Oliver. So let's go ahead. And the grandfather's name is Bill. So let's go ahead and bring Bill in. Okay, all right, everyone, just kind of hang in there. Can't wait for all these technologies to disappear and we can go back to just reading, not reading, but just doing mental telepathy with each other. Here we go. All right, let's go ahead and bring Bill in. Little computer thing here going. Hold on. Somebody doesn't want us to do this. Okay, let's try that one more time. Okay, all right, Bill, we're calling you in.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Bill. Hello. Welcome to our Block Talk show with Q.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, it's such a pleasure. Hello, Q. I've listened to most of his calls, and I just think it's, well, out of this world. I don't know how else to explain it. Anyway, but unfortunately, Jane, my grandson is not with me. He's
okay,
with his parents at a trick-or-treat, a trunk-or-treat. They've got all their costumes on. They're running around, going from trunk to trunk to trunk. That's a new thing since the COVID.
yes. So, Bill, we do have Q here. So you
yes.
are here on the call right now with Q. Q, can you hear
yes.
Bill?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Awesome.
Okay, so go ahead and explain the situation with your
yes.
grandson. And how old is Oliver?
Sure. Oliver's 3. He'll be 4 next month.
Oh.
And he's
okay.
got a skin condition. It's called snake skin. He doesn't have, I guess it's the gene that exfoliates his skin. So his skin is like scaly. And it's actually, there's a medical term for it, and I can't think of it right now. But anyway, so he doesn't sweat. You know, he loves to play sports, but he doesn't sweat, and he itches constantly, and it's just, and I know it's only a matter of time before the kids find out about it in the classroom, and, you know, they poke fun at him and bully him and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just hoping that somehow, some way, we can get his skin back to what's considered normal.
Okay. All right. So I have seen the images of your grandson, and I'm very aware of this condition. And we put a little time before this call to talk about this. I wanted to make you, you're very brave to talk about this on the radio. Are you sure you want to proceed? I would also say that you may be helping other people if you do proceed, but I want to make sure you're sure you want to talk about this on the radio.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Okay. I'm here to help anybody I can. That's my mission going forward.
Very good.
Especially my grandchildren.
Very good. Okay, so do you understand the history of this version of humans?
Not really. I mean, I've listened to your calls, but I just can't absorb it all.
Okay, I'm going to refer you to a couple people real quick here that have written books to validate my statements, and you can do a deeper dive. You've heard me talk about Stuart Swerdlow. I suggest you read True Blood, Blue Blood, and that gives you a pretty good backbone for how this version of humans was created. But the short version is this version of humans was designed by master geneticists to marry reptilian genetics with mammalian genetics. And this is a great trick on mammalians for many reasons, and it'll take too long to explain. It's very very deep subject, but essentially you've got all of us have a percentage of reptilian in us and a perception of mammalian. And some of us, so one side of genetics wins out over the other. Most of us, so as an example, when you look at the fetus, that first 3 months, it looks a lot like a lizard. And then it turns more into a human. And so what you're going to find is some people carry more of a genetics on one side or the other.
Okay.
And the other person I will refer you to that has who is also a doctor is Wes Penrose. His papers are pretty accurate too, and he's seen a lot of these cases, is my understanding. He's out of Oregon, but in any event, what you're going to find is your grandson is going to have special abilities, and you're probably starting just to recognize them. So one of my suggestions to you is get him to write about what it was like before he got here. And just like once a week, just sit down. Hey, before you were with your mom and dad, where did you live? You know, just you don't want to be too evasive, of course, but you're going to find that he is going to have a lot of memories of his past lives.
Okay.
And you're going to notice that he is going to be very telepathic, and notice that he has great excitement and joy in his spiritual body, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. Honestly, God, the kids, he's funny, he's witty. I mean, he's, for a three-year-old, it's incredible.
Yeah, okay, so he's going to have a lot of really great intelligence because he's going to have more genetic hindrances on his light body coming into him. So there are pros and cons to this. It's just how you want to educate yourself on understanding why the genetics are favoring one side of the reptilian or the mammalian side. So you're most likely, on the mammalian side, he's going to have way greater psionic capabilities. He's going to have more spiritual capabilities. And on the reptilian side, he's going to have a lot of athletic capabilities and a lot of strength in his will. And so you can validate me. You can validate me if you'd like.
And that Jeff definitely is Oliver.
Okay. So no one's going to stop this dude if he doesn't want to be stopped. So I would encourage you to get educated. I've given you the two authors I suggest you start with. It's definitely Stuart Swerdlow. He has a comprehensive understanding of how the geneticists married this version of humans. And I wouldn't worry too much about trying to heal the individual because you'll notice that he doesn't need any healing. He's perfect.
Right.
Now marrying and supporting him is probably really on you because he probably doesn't feel there's anything wrong with him. You know,
he doesn't. Absolutely not.
There you go. And so that's part of the mammalian side has far more loving conditions because they have more light body in them, and they have less DNA. They have less DNA hindering the light body coming into them, if you will, consciousness. So the more you embrace it, and the more you educate yourself, and as he gets questions, as he gets older, you can now be a support group to him. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Very good.
Okay. Yeah, very good. How else can it help you?
Very much so. Well, it helps me now by understanding kind of what's going on, you know, where he's coming from and where his body's coming from, this reptilian versus,
it's quite a debate with some of my peers, and around the universe, it is quite a conversation because of the manipulation that's happening. Look at your own skin. You'll notice that you're wrinkling. Well, that's part of the reptilian side, but most mammalians don't, their skin doesn't age when you're 100% mammalian, okay? So the value that I bring is I can remember my other lifetimes on other universes and other planets. You could live 1,000 years and you never aged. And so that's typically normal with 100% mammalian and or human being. And so here we have a very aggressive density here with our physical being, and part of it is that we are all hybrids. And so that's the best I can do with the English language.
Okay. Wow.
I hope that helps you. Hope that helps you. Yeah, go ahead and call back to Billy and Jane in the future, and I'll be of more support to you. But I think just start getting some reading done over at Stewart's side or West Penrose side, and you'll get a better picture of what you have there. And all of us are just like Oliver. Just he's got a little more degree of one way or the other. Hope that helps.
Interesting. Very interesting. Hey, really cute. Awesome. Thank you for enlightening me, and I will get those books to really do a deep dive and figure out what's
beautiful,
going on.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life to you. Thank you for allowing me to be in your space, your time, and your day. Great love to you.
I appreciate it. Love to you all. You and everybody else. Thank you, Jane, for doing that so much.
Okay. Thank you for being on our call today. I'll go ahead and let you
go. All right. Anytime, Jane.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. The other, I wanted to ask you, Q, how do you spell, you said it, Dr. West Penrose, is that W-E-S-T? Or just W-E-S-P-E-N-R-O-S-E? Oh, my goodness, I have him on mute. I apologize. I don't know how that happened. Let me do that again. Hi, Q?
Yes.
Hello. Yes, I apologize. I don't know how you got unmuted. I mean, how you got muted. But as I was asking, do you have, what is Dr. Penrose, P-E-N-R-O-S-E, West, W-E-S, is that his name?
Right. The West Penrose papers are a good start. That's a long read. For me, some of the dates are a little off and some of the titles are a little off, but very strong. For me, the history of this genetic version of humans. Many of the individuals on there have hidden names, so they can't be identified. But sure. Definitely a good start.
Great. Okay. And then thank you again in regards to the other book, from by Stewart Swerdlow. So thank you for that. All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and get with some of the questions that are on our board. So here we go. First question is coming from 415, ending in 0748. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. So, again, as we begin on our Q&A, your name and where you're calling from and your question for Q. Thank you.
Hi. First time I've called or listened to the show. And my name is Ann, calling from Washington State.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is too general, but things coming in for the rest of November and December, anything, I've recently moved, so I'm looking for a new group of friends and starting a new job.
And you want me to find your lost cat?
Maybe a neighbor's lost cat. I don't have one.
Okay, very good. I get to have fun too. All right. So if you followed my work, I will not, although I have great abilities to read people's futures and timelines, I will not coach you on your timelines because it's infinite on what potential is, so forgive me. But I will encourage you, as I have great visibility to you, and thank you for allowing me in your space and your time, and that is, if you just follow your compass, known as your highest excitement, that's all you have to worry about.
Highest excitement. Okay.
Now, will you remember, now everyone struggles with this when I say it, so I'll remind you when you had your highest excitement that you never doubted it. I'll remember when you were a young child and you came out at Christmas and you saw the presents under the tree.
Yes,
and
I can feel that feeling.
Do you remember, and what were you excited to do? Open the presents,
the
maybe?
The whole day of activities was exciting.
Yeah, so that feeling that you have should be expressed each and every day in each and every decision that you make, and everything will happen synchronistically, perfectly, and everyone's going to show up right on time. All the resources will show up right on time if you commit to only living your highest joy and excitement, just like Christmas Day.
Okay, great advice.
Thank you for allowing me to collaborate with you.
Thank you, Anne. That was a beautiful question. Thank you. And thank you, too. That's beautiful. Think of every day as Christmas or Easter. Nice. Okay, our next caller now is coming from 678, ending in 1627.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Viv, Jane.
Yeah, oh, yes. Hi, Viv. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much.
We're very
good. Thank you enough for coming. You can't thank you for coming enough, both of you, this lifetime, to help us wrap this up. Hugh, I have a question for you as far as the information you gave us with our brain being the largest transmitter receiver, as well as us being the seventh virgin. Where's creation going with that? Where's creation going with that?
Okay, you broke up there. Could you say again a little slower?
Okay. You remember you told us that we're the seventh version of the human and that our brain is the largest transmitter and receiver in the universe. So, you know, we can talk to everybody, right? The question is, where's creation? Where's prime creator going with that?
Okay. Very good. Now, it's difficult to communicate comprehensively in the short amount of time we have, so forgive me if I was incomplete. And the English language does not do it justice either, because this linguistics is designed to not allow us to communicate comprehensively. But essentially, when I state this is the seventh version of humans on this planet, okay? So let's be very careful. And there are many individuals who have manipulated this version of humans on this planet, which I call duality. And so to answer your question, prime creation source, that is you, that is me, that is everyone. We are living on a planet with tremendous amount of duality, which we also created. So you must realize that free will is brutally honest. It is free. There are no boundaries to free will.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Vivian?
Yes?
Vivian? Yeah, there's a lot of background noise. Okay.
Is that better?
Okay. All right. So I think we missed a little bit of what T just said.
Okay. Well, we'll try again here.
Thank you.
This version of humans, sorry, Jane, I'm not going to be able to communicate. Forgive me.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Hey, Viv, you know, either you mute mm-hmm. yourself so that you're completely quiet. Otherwise, we have to go on to the next individual. Viv? Okay,
done.
So she's still on. Yeah, just make sure that you're clear. Otherwise, keep yourself on mute, and Q will go ahead and answer that question for everyone, including yourself. Okay, put yourself on mute.
All right, once again, the relationship to prime creation and or the evolution of this version of humans, when I state that there is seven version of humans roughly and arguably on this planet, this version of our genetics was designed to be comprehensively manipulated continuously by duality. Duality and all of the universe was created by us. All of the universe is created by us. We are here in a free will, our free will. Do not call this a free will planet. You have free will. We all have free will to participate however we want. Free will is brutally honest. It's free. You get to go experience what it's like to be in duality. You get to go experience what it's like not to be in duality. You. So to answer your question, what is Prime Creator's motive? You should look yourself in the mirror, because you are a portion of Prime Creation, because you are Source Energy. All of us collectively are making decisions for all of us collectively, throughout the universe. And that is my definition of ascension. We have the ability to ascend right now if we want to. Does that help you?
It does. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you,
Beth. All right. Uh-huh. So when you say that we are, since we are a collective and we understand that, and I think we just understand that intellectually, but every time you come on board and you say each and every one of us is source, and so we make these decisions collectively, is there like a percentage point in which we then become the collective and choose to do a specific thing, like ascension, or just to bring about changes in what we see presently? Is there like a percentage in which that then becomes the reality? How does that work?
Outstanding question, and you answered it with your statement. It's quite simple. You've heard Billy say we're all gods and goddesses, and we're all experiencing what it's like to be in this version of humans and or the vessel you're in. And so some of us may have a few more capabilities than others. We're all going to get it back, though, I assure you. So being aware of it is really our own personal objectives, however we want to do it. You want to work with your mind energy and control your life however you believe you want to control it, or do you want to let it flow and perceive things after they've actually happened? Because actually your consciousness is way ahead of mind energy. So it's quite a tricky little tale to explain, but all of your consciousness is ahead of your thoughts. So as an example, someone gave me a template for who is very famous who could do that every day, and that was Bruce Lee. He knew where you was going to punch. You were going to punch him before you even threw your punch. Consciousness is ahead of thoughts. That's my purpose here, is to explain that. And if you would use your consciousness as your day in and day out formal decision-making process, we wouldn't have to do these radio shows.
There you go. But, okay. I think people understand that clearly now, or more clearly. So it isn't just depending on the 20% of the people that are the part of the collective. It has to be the majority. Almost every one of us have a very key role in this. It isn't just the few. And I think people need to understand that.
It is getting really exciting to watch because many people are losing relationships, dropping off relationships, removing relationships that don't resonate with them any longer because they are living a faithful life, a faith within themselves. And that is a definition of ascension as well, because now you're creating your own universe. Everyone's creating their own micro universe. Now, when you go play and participate with other beings who are creating their type of universe, now you've adjoined them. That's correct, Jane. So what kind of universe do you want? We are so powerful now that if you only surrounded yourself with people just like yourself, that's the kind of universe you're going to have. That's how it works.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for that, too. And I think, you know, that topic is really a very good topic to discuss as well in terms of relationships. There are so many that are in relationships that it doesn't serve, you know, the person who's more conscious, let's just say. And it restricts someone from going forward if you're not on the same page, so to speak. So, and we have discussed that in the future about, you know, relationships and when to let go of a relationship. So I think you just already nailed that on the head.
Yes, it's very important for me. It's very important for me to keep reminding everybody behind the door, how do you know there's anything behind there? This is how powerful you are. I guarantee you behind that door there is nothing yet. Because you are so powerful, you are actually creating another universe. I believe the saying is, when the tree falls in the forest, would you hear it if you weren't there? However that saying goes.
Right. Right. Can you hear the forest?
So I guarantee you, behind your back, there is nothing until you turn around. This is how incredibly God-given source that you are. There is nothing behind that door. You are creating it. This is the universe you're creating. Instantly, everyone, I'm telling you, there's nothing behind the door until you open it. That's a fact.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kiers. Thank you. All right. So our next caller now is 208, ending in 8394. Hello.
Hi. Thank you, Jane. This is Pawnee from Idaho. You know, since we're talking about ascension, I've kind of been reading about different ascension symptoms. And if you could maybe look at me, I have heart palpitations. My heart will start beating really fast. And then it'll go slow, and then it'll go really fast. And my family is really concerned about it, but I feel fine. And then, of course, I go to see a doctor, and he can't find anything wrong with me. So I thought I would ask you, maybe you might be able to tell me, is my heart in good shape?
Can you sit down for me, please?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Don't ask. You don't need to know why. I know you weren't sitting down. But it's okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you a quick little reminder. It sounds like you've heard some of our shows. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And yes. Where are you located?
Marching, Idaho.
Okay, hang on. Is it okay to come in your space?
Oh, yes.
Okay, hang on. Okay, it'll be real subtle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. I have you. All right, can you breathe? Can you breathe three times with me? I'll count. Ready? One. Nice and big, please. Two. Three. Okay, good job. Okay, repeat after me, please. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
Me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
That's not authentically me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
That's not authentically me now.
Okay, count after me. Ten.
Ten.
Nine.
Nine.
Eight.
Eight.
Seven.
Seven.
Six.
Six.
Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
Okay, let it settle in. All right, very good. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. So I'll do this every time I have, well, I guess, should I do this every day? Maybe that's
okay,
what I need
settle,
to do.
Okay, let's quiet our mind for a second. You'll really observe where it was removed from you. Do you remember where it was removed from you? You want a hint?
My chest?
There you go.
Yeah, that's where it was bothering me.
Okay. See, now notice how it's going to settle in. Now, your day is going to get really different now. You're not going to have a lot of cares now. So just let it settle in. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to know something's different. You're not going to be able to put your finger on it. You're just going to know something's different, okay? And so work with, just watch it, observe it. How do you feel?
Oh, well, I feel great.
Okay. Do you feel different than when we started?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay.
So it's going to be difficult to think now because you brought in more of your light body. And we don't use thinking when we're spirit beings. We don't think at all. We don't have brains. We have all consciousness. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great.
See, it's getting stronger now, all the time now. Very subtle, but it's getting stronger. Outstanding. I commend you with your courage. And anyway, by now you've noticed that it was something outside yourself if you hadn't put that together.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful that you brought this to my awareness. Thank you so much.
You can command your spirit however you want. I command my spirit to heal and balance me. I command my spirit to grow my nose bigger. Whatever you'd like, it will work.
Yeah. I know. I just, you know, I need to remind myself. I'll put down a post reminders to help me to remember. It's and I really appreciate. Thank you so much, and thank you, Jane, for taking my call.
Thank you, Pawnee. Quick question for Q in regards to the healing process, and we're working with frequencies and vibrations, etc. We also understand now. This is what I've always understood: healing work. That we're always saying, please drink water because water is a conductor of energy. Do we do that as well with your commands?
Right. So the greatest technology on this planet in our genetics is always going to be water. And it will be the primary source for energy one day and more respected and appreciated, of course. But when we command say, something intrinsic like water, water, of course, records the intentions. Well, everything on this planet has water in it. So it's kind of a flip statement to say one way or another whether you can or not, because the wood in your house has water. Everything has water in it. So, of course, everything has a memory. And so we just need to get more comfortable using our natural abilities and being taking great care of it, too, because you can do some really big harmful things if you're not careful with it. Certainly, I have made those mistakes, and we need to take great care of our powers, and it's all right underneath our nose, I assure you.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much for that clarification. I understand that better now. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is now coming from 970, ending in 1197. 1197, you're on the air with you.
Yes, hello. This is Barbara in Colorado, and thank you so much, Jane and Q. Oh, my gosh. You just helped me so much with letting go of anything that's not my authentic self. It's part of my question. So how can I summarize? Okay. So from very, very little girl, little, I absolutely felt and source, my angels, my guides, felt the love. It was where it was hard for me is here on this earth. It felt absolutely the opposite. And it's been hard for me, and so I've just been going on my spiritual journey. I've been yearning to find my group of people like you talk about that are aligned, and just how I've used the guidance, the highest guidance that comes through me to be my compass to where I need to go on my path to survive here on Earth. And so I'm really at a place, I wanted to just get your input because it's so profound. I was working a job when I became a single mom of sales, and it was high stress and everything, but to take care of my children. And I've been doing that for 22 years. And in 2018, I was so stressed and just trying to survive here. I was just so exhausted and done. And so I ended up having a near death. I had a heart attack. And while they were rolling me to, you know, see to look what's going on with me, I felt embraced by Source. I felt peace. I was just in that moment. And when I woke up, I realized this was my reboot. The message was, I need to end this just trying to survive here. I need to end feeling the pain from everything, and I need to just shine my light now. I need to fill my body and being and be here with the source, the life force that I divinely am. And so since then, that was 2018, I have been like, I can't go back to that sales and that, and it's the 3D. It's the frenetic and the survival. So my question is, once again, I've been thrust where I haven't had a job, and now struggling financially. So I'm just going to ask you, Q. What I sense is there's still a little girl or a little part in me. I don't know whether it carries many lifetimes, but it is so traumatized and fearful about being abandoned and not surviving. And that's what gets triggered when I really want to just step and trust in faith and step out and be and do what I'm here to do and be in joy. So can you give me some reflection of how I can, I just need to step in it because my body and my whole being won't let me step back into just that survival mode.
So you are in sales, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, just get a bottle of vodka then.
You what? What'd you say?
Just get a bottle of vodka. I thought you were in sales.
Right. Oh, I don't drink vodka. Wine.
Right.
I'll drink vodka.
Okay, fine. I thought all sales guys drank. Okay, anyway. All right, so this is a very common question I get when I do Ted Marsh shows and all the other work we do is there is a trauma that you keep hanging on to. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Okay, so when did that trauma happen? This is a loaded question. Hopefully you're catching on quickly here.
Yeah, I know. I know what happened to me early in my childhood.
Okay,
I know what's happened in other lifetimes.
But hang on now. It's real important that we all learn from this question here, because this is why we were designed the way we are, is so we keep sustaining the past. Okay, so your trauma happened when? I'm going to answer for you for the ease of time, in the past. So your real question should be, why do I keep hanging on to the past? Okay? Now, this is why I do my best to do the – and this gets very personal, obviously, because I want to, because I have to. It happens, and I'm just not going to forget it because it happened and it keeps happening because I let it keep happening. And, my gosh, it just happened again and again and again because you are allowing it to happen. It's already gone. And this is why it's my great passion to do these shows, is you now have a choice this very second to go create or sustain the past. Now, I've just done a series of exercises on the show already. If you would like to release the past, you command your spirit to do so. As an example, I command my spirit to remove anything that's not authentically me. I command my spirit to never have to worry about the past again, et cetera, et cetera. You have the ability, and you're very powerful. And so forgive me for being efficient, flip, and very frank, but I have little time for what me worry is got to go. You've got to let go of things. It makes no sense. You're a very powerful being. I am very sympathetic of your issues. But the more you focus on the past, the more you're going to bring them forward. Does that make sense?
Can I make one request of you, please? Can you just tell me that it is time now that we can be free? We can be free to be all we can be. I mean, just give me the frequency back that it's time now. Please.
Remember,
please.
It's you. You are going to say it to you, not me. I may have... a little special, a little more horsepower here because I don't reside here. But you have all the tools and all of the answers. I'll show you what you can do, as you've probably heard me say. You go into the bathroom, you go look in the mirror, and you try and lie to yourself.
Okay. Okay. But we are free now, right?
That's right, and so it's instant.
Okay.
And so your rudder angle indicator, your compass, whatever you'd like to call it, go look in the mirror. I challenge you, please. This is you. You've got this. You are going to look yourself in the mirror and say, "What am I supposed to be doing with myself?" And it will come to you instantly because you are only going to choose what you prefer. I hate selling widgets for the XYZ company. But I love running through the flower fields with my daughter, et cetera, et cetera. Just choose what you prefer. I guarantee you everything will show up right on time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Always wonderful to be able to hear another example that repeats again what Q has been saying in regards to really letting go of the past. We can't go forward if we can't let go of the past. So anyway, okay, So our next caller now is 502 ending in 7576. I know that everybody is learning from every question that is being heard here, and we are very grateful for Q. So 502 ending in 7576, your question, please. Who you are, where you're calling from, and your question for Q. Thank you.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Q. This is Pam in Kentucky. And my question is, I've been hearing how powerful we are and all that. If we're that powerful, why can't we create the world we want to live in rather than having to live in this crap that we're living in right now? I don't understand.
Okay. So you believe you live in a pile of crap. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, there's your answer.
I mean, you know, with the virus and our family members taking jabs and, you know, the threat of losing power and, you know, not having, being able to get the things that we need to get, you know.
Okay.
That's
Okay, so you believe that you're going to lose power. Is that correct?
Yes.
Why do you believe that?
Well, that's what we're being told.
What are you being told that?
Where?
Yeah.
Through all the sources that we listen to.
What sources do you listen to?
Nick Fleming,
Are those sources on the computer?
Yes.
What if you turn it off?
That would be great.
That's how powerful you are. So would you even know about these issues if you had a computer and listened to these filthy shows?
No.
It wouldn't exist, would it? And what if everyone around you didn't listen to the news? What would they know?
They wouldn't know anything, but wouldn't you want to be prepared if something like that?
Prepared for what? Prepared for creating the universe you want? If everyone would just create what they prefer, that's what you would have in front of you. Instead, you're reacting to everything that's already happened based on someone else's statement, someone else's belief, the next piece of mail in the mailbox, the newspaper clipping. And the paper boy is going to bring some more. Now, if you just go create what you want, you don't have any concerns whatsoever. I assure you, I'm waiting for you all.
Okay.
Try again. Ask again. You're close. You're very close. Try and ask the question again. Know that I care tremendously for you. And I'm here because I want to be a support and assistance. Now try and formulate the question in a more holistic, spiritual way. Maybe the question might be, why do I keep signing up for the game show that I don't prefer? Would that be a better way to explain the question?
Yes, that would be a better way.
Because you keep believing in the past. See, everything we talked about is already gone. And everything you talked about, by the way, is got to do with the past. Oh, my family's getting the jab. Oh, the power's going to go out. Oh, my gosh. The paper boy bring another story. Notice that everything you talked about has to do with the past, not the future. I encourage you to create the future you want based on your highest excitement. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Okay. I will think along those lines.
How about not sick?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not sick.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam. Oh, we can all
thank
remind
you.
Each other.
Thank you, Q. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Pam. All right.
Okay.
All right. That's interesting, Q. Not to think. Because people still use, I mean, we all do. Use that brain always, and it's always thinking, et cetera, et cetera.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't say it was easy. I'm flip, and I'm doing my best to be efficient when we get on these calls. But essentially, we're light beings, we're spiritual beings, and we have all of our knowledge when we came into this universe. There's not one thing we didn't know, and so when we come into these vessels, we get governed by our DNA. And so you have the choice to observe thought or be thought. And that's my great passion and why I do these calls as a transition specialist, so I say, is we are one step ahead of thought. Thought is not running your life unless you allow it to. Didn't say it's not handy when you're going to go put a nail in a piece of wood. I'm saying that consciousness is ahead of thought. That's the best I can do with the English language.
No, that's absolutely correct. Thank you for that, Q. All right, next question is coming from 501, ending in 3870.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. My question is...
Well, first of all, what is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Agnes. I've been calling. I've talked to Zora. And so my name is Agnes. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. And my question is, how do we wake up, like, to know where we come from?
Okay, so the question is, how do you learn where you come from? Is that correct?
Yeah, to wake up from this unknown thought.
Okay,
to know.
Okay, so you are under the opinion you're from somewhere. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, where are you from?
I was from the star system, Mushaba. But
So the star system that you were originally born to, you would like to be there now, or you want to say remind yourself that you're from there, or is it that you're not from here and you want to validate that you're not from here?
Well, I know I'm here because I'm present, in the present, here.
I get to have fun too, sorry. Okay, so check this out. It doesn't really matter where your first lifetime was in the universe, okay? And so I'm going to be a little frank here.
Okay.
And here's why. Did you know that you've lived a million, 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 million lifetimes? Okay. Now, why would you care about the million, million, million? Now imagine, so if you were like me, and I have all of my lifetime memories, what if you remembered all of your million, million, million lifetimes? Wouldn't you go batshit crazy?
I hope not.
So it doesn't, what I'm saying is it doesn't really serve your ultimate purpose in the universe, because as a master creator, a master developer of universes, that's what you are, you're incredibly expanding another universe for the rest of us to go be in a universe. There is nothing more you have to know. Yes, it's fun to be able to see your past. It serves you no purpose, because what you are is a master creator of another universe over and over and over and over and over again. And by the way, you only live 5 minutes on this planet. So the real question, in my opinion, forgive me for speaking for you, is why have I forgotten that I am a master creator of another universe and another experience, and I get to go play in the universe wherever I want, and I am creating another universe for so many other people to play and create their universe. Does that help you?
It does.
That's all you have to worry about is the future. See, if you focus on the past, you're never going to create the future. Yes, Yes, it is funny to be a historian. We are creators. We're all creators. That's what's really stifling to me here. How did we forget we're just unbelievable gods? That's what we are. Hope that helps you.
Thank you. It does.
All right, Agnes, thank you. All right. All right, 313, ending in 8160.
Hello,
Master Creator.
Hi, Q.
And you are?
Sandra from Michigan.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi,
Welcome.
Q. Hi, Q. Thank you so much for all of your teaching. And I really appreciate what I've learned from you and from Ron Amatron's archived shows. They have really opened my eyes and great information. And I had a question. I've heard some information that Jesus or Sunanda would be coming on all of our computers and up in the sky, and he would appear to everybody. And you and Ron have always said that anything outside of yourself is from the false light, not from the 100% light of source, of creator. So could you explain or help us to understand that, you know, truth and non-truth and false light and true light information that we hear?
Thank you for an outstanding question, finally. Beautiful, beautiful, that you have recognized and you've done the homework. It validates me doing these shows, and I commend you for your hyper-intelligence. Attaboy, I thank you so much. I guess I should say atta girl, forgive me. Anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, all right, so first of all, Jesus, not his real name, whatever. You know, I had to spend quite a bit of time with him to understand what it's like to be here. And so for obvious reasons, I've been here 7 times, and I always come at the ascension cycle for the most part. I've come in between. And so what we decided to do this time is we realized when we come here, we get martyred or glorified, so that's why we keep the identities stricken, if you will. So I don't want to be this false prophet or God for individuals, and that's one thing Jesus taught me is we're from source, and so we're not of here. We're here, but we're not of here. And there's many of us here, by the way. And so recognizing that is really the trick here. And so I want to start with that. And so Jesus, for lack of a better term, is omnipresent continuously, to answer your question. So you're already feeling the information. And so the reason he's not coming back, number one, he doesn't care for this place, at least in this version of humans. And so we decided to do a blitz on this planet. So there's 1,000 Jesuses here right now. And he's omnipresent within me and many other individuals. And that's how Source works. We're able to fractionalize our light body into multiple individuals. So the reason the Q-post works so efficiently, as an example, is there's 3 of my light bodies in 2 other individuals. And so then we create the transmission to and from Source, and then we can send it back through a conscious computing system. And so we call them portals. But basically, the U.S. military takes a portal, a gateway, and takes all of our consciousness and extrapolates the data. So you're very close when you said he's coming back in the computer. Well, we're all source. We're all consciousness. So we are now at a time in this evolution of humanity where we are receiving, transmitting information continuously to ourselves, and so there's no more lies on the planet. And now how we use that information is going to be the most curious transition. please remind me what your other question is, as I don't have much memory.
I have to remember myself. I just thank you for that, because it didn't sit well with me that we're, you know, that some people may believe that. And Ron's archived shows have shown me a lot, because I can't listen to you every day. You know, you're not mm-hmm. you're not out there every day. And that yep. is great information. And I truly appreciate both of you for, you know, healing.
Well, we're doing our best. But I assure you, if you're going to follow the alien playbook, that Jesus is coming back, I assure you he's not. And,
correct.
Not in the physical form. But omnipresence, we all have this ability because we are light beings. Does that help you?
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's perfect. I it didn't sit well with me when I heard it, and I just thought you could explain that to others who felt, wow, it's going to happen in the sky and on the TV and on everything, and it isn't. So I just wanted you to clarify that.
Very good.
I truly appreciate
it. You betcha.
Yes, thank you so much, Q. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jane.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, very good. All right. And now, and that was very, that was quite a revelation. So thank you for that, Q. Thank you.
Isn't that a Depeche Mode song? Whatever.
Pardon? What did you say?
It's another weak joke. I thought it was a Depeche Mode song.
Another joke. Okay. All right. Our next caller now is coming from 617, ending in 8726. 8726. Hello.
Hi, Jane. This is CJ from Boston. Thank you for taking my call. And Q. Hi. So, Q, I apologize if this question is too personal, but, you know, we hear from you once in a while, and I wanted to know, what do you do the rest of the time? I mean, are you playing golf on your yacht? Are you meditating all day? Are you sipping margaritas with Ted Marr? What do you do the rest of your time, if I may ask?
That is such a beautiful question. I've been waiting for this for quite a while. So my passions extend day in and day out, just like yours. Prior to doing these calls, you can assume that I was embedded in many industrial military projects and removed myself from them. To, let's say, explain what's really going on here, who's who in the zoo, and that's why I do these calls. So today, as an example, I sustain a garden. I sustain, let's say, oceanfront property, give you a clue there. I sustain my own substance and how I want to survive. Just the love of survival is what I do each day. Maybe I will fix a fence. Maybe I will take care of things that need to be done. And the resources that sustain my shelter. And I don't have a lot of big goals other than making sure we all get our feet underneath each other. And I want to really help the children. So if there's anybody listening, my great goal is now to do education systems as a great, great, great desire of mine is to make sure kids live in the education system out in nature. So whether it's a classroom in the woods or a classroom on the beach or a classroom on a lake, that is what my focus is now, is to get kids to put down their phones and go play in nature and understand what it's like to live on their planet and have respect and appreciation for the abundance that's right underneath our nose. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. And, you know, we thank you so much for Jane and you and for those of us who are financially able. for us to send money to support you, I think is really important. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, CJ, thank you so much for your question. That was absolutely perfect, so that we know and understand a little bit more about Q and his goals. And Q, I do want to, and it's a good time now for me to just kind of bring this up for everyone again. So if you're interested in donating to Q, you can go ahead and, again, send it to a PayPal. It's Telos Girl, TelosGirl.com. Oh, no, T. Sorry, telosgirl@yahoo.com. telosgirl@yahoo.com. It's a PayPal. If you want to send him a donation, do that. It's a PayPal account. And just put Q under note so that we know who the donation should go to help Q out. And then, of course, Q can do whatever he feels he wishes to do with the donations. So thank you very much, CJ, for that. And it's wonderful that we're able to understand that he, too, is another wonderful being who really cares about our children. So, and of course, most of us that are on this call, we are all about being out in nature and connecting. And then especially like with children. I know that Bill, who has that grandchild, is always out in nature with his kids, whether it's at the lake or by the trees or the forest or whatever. They're always outdoors. So wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, CJ. Okay. Q, thank you for that information about yourself. We appreciate that.
We betcha.
Okay. Our next caller now is 658, ending in 7843.
7843. Hello.
This
is Melvin G calling from Singapore.
Well, hello there, Melvin.
Hello, Q. I have gone through the Ron Emitron 2011 second session. He mentioned you calling the crowd to for those who want to erase their memory. So what he do is just click of a hand, and all the memory gone. So because Ron Emitron vibration is different from us. Am I going to say it that way, or it's the same? So that we have the ability to also do the same when we have some thought that we want to clear from memory, just click of the hand, and that's it.
That's correct. Okay. You want to prove it to yourself?
Pardon? I want to clear some memory that I think that
is no use
in the future.
Okay, very good. All right, so where are you at in Singapore?
Singapore, Bishan Estate.
Okay, very good. Are you sitting down?
Oh, I'm standing up now. I have to sit down.
I never get tired of this. Funny and shit. Okay. All right, so make sure you're sitting down. And anyway, I've done many exercises. You've heard Ron's exercises. Have you done them?
Oh, a few of them. But the most significant is clicking the finger while some memory passed. Because like the memory has been adopted, then something appears in the past, which I feel is...
Yep.
It's of no use for the future, so I click.
Okay, very good. All right, so this is a really great question and very common, and we all need to learn how to get back here continuously. The real question should be, how come I can't stay at a space of neutrality where I'm continually thinking about the past? And so, many ancient religions were very good at it, the Buddha, the Tao. You know, many, many monks got it right. They just took forever to figure it out. You don't need to go on top of a mountain for 7 years to find enlightenment, as an example. So do you mind if I come in your space?
Yes. I'm very great.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, I found you. Okay, it'll be real subtle. All right, can you breathe 3 times with me, and I'll count? Ready?
Okay.
2, 3. Good job. Okay, repeat after me.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts from my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
To take the thoughts from my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put into my heart.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To take the thoughts in my head.
From my head.
And put them into my heart.
And put into my heart.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2. 1.
1.
Now.
Now.
Okay, let it settle in. Second wave is coming in. All right, very good. Now try and think.
Oh, it's empty now.
Okay, good answer. Okay, so this is the real question. Why can't you stay right here? That's the real question.
Real question, huh?
Good job. Outstanding job. You should be very proud of what you did.
So no need to, when this thing comes, just say this word and that's it. And say the command and that's it. It's gone.
You're basically talking to yourself, and you must be verbal though. Must be verbal.
Yeah.
And you can make, you don't have to use my words. You can use yours. I command my spirit to stop thinking. I command my spirit to stop thinking. Whatever you want to do. You want to get your true consciousness is in your heart center. That's where the spirit lives. So the more you work with that muscle, the more you work with that muscle, eventually you won't have to do the commands at all. Okay, because you're strengthening the light body in your physical body, and you're bringing it in more and more. And now you'll choose whether you want to think or not. So we're going to use me as an example. I can stop thinking. In fact, I don't think at all. In fact, I don't remember anything we just talked about. And so there's a huge difference once you start exercising with it. I guarantee you, you're going to lose track of time, events, and you're only going to use your forward processes, not your backward processes. Does that help you?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's answered my question.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Can I ask another question?
Please, that's why I'm here.
Because I did some astral reading and saying that I was a pilot before. So can I download the memory of the being a pilot? Or is it going to be in the future, let it be when to be a pilot or not? You know what I mean?
Yes, of course. You already know the answer. You asked it and answered it at the same time. We can bring back as much memory as we want, but I assure you the creativity of the future is far more powerful than remembering the past.
Okay.
That's my passion.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. Yes, that's perfect. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mel.
Excellent. Beautiful. Okay. All right. Hey, Q, how are we doing on time with you?
Please, I'm still inspired. Bring it on, puppy dog.
Thank you. All right. We have about 30 minutes left, everyone. So next caller is coming from 808, ending in 5234. 5234, you're on the air with Q.
Aloha, this is Solar from Kauai. Thank you, Jane. And I just had to call and say this has been the best call forever for me. So thank you, Q. It's just right on mark for me today. No
very
question.
Good.
You have,
yes.
Thank you for allowing me to collaborate and co-create with you. It is my great honor. Are you sure you don't have a question?
Any recommendations for me?
I can sense you're very thirsty for knowledge, I see.
Pardon me, I had trouble hearing that.
I sense that you're very thirsty for knowledge. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I know that I do enjoy repeating the commands, I don't know, 20-plus times a day. That I feel great energy from doing that, tuning in your work and energy.
Well, great. Please share the information. A lot of distortion. You have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
All right. Thank you. Wow. He's a great student, too. 25 commands a day is great.
Right. Probably
what
lucky to
you?
Still be on the planet. Probably tough to stay on the planet.
All right. Let me see. Our next caller is 575 ending in 392. And I've got to see how it's open here. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So just give us your, yes, give us, tell us your name and where.
Okay, so my name is Shebrielle, and I'm from New Mexico, and I'm kind of fairly new to this podcast. Anyway, I don't know what happened to me some years back, but there's this thing that came inside of me, and it felt like a snake, and it's been there, and I have serious back pain, and another thing, and this is going to sound strange, I know, but you know you have the ministry of laying on hands. Well, I can no longer do that because healing does not take place, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, and so the question is?
How do I get rid of this? How do I fix this?
Okay, define this.
I'm sorry, did you say define fix?
Define this.
Yes.
What is this?
Whatever's going on inside of my body. I don't know what this is, but...
Okay, please keep communicating. What is going on inside your body?
Okay, so I have back pain. I have some serious back pain,
okay.
And it does not go away.
Okay. Yeah, let's hold there. Let's stop there. Okay, so my back hurts, correct?
Yes.
And you believe it's from an entity that's come into your body. Is that correct?
That is true. Yes.
Okay. All right. So have you done any of the exercises that I have shown on this show or others?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. Okay. Now, so it sounds like you're aware of the abduction process. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So most of us are abducted continuously our entire lives. It's whether or not you're going to fend them off and get rid of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the real question should be, how come I cannot get rid of this pain, as you're calling it, or is it an entity that keeps attacking you, as an example? When I show you the examples on these shows, I'm adamant that it's up to you to deal with this. But I'm going to show you again if you want me to. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, what geography are you in?
I'm in southeastern New Mexico.
You said southeast New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it looks like you're sitting down.
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, I'm going to come in your space if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to help you today, but it's really on you to get this work, get exercise with yourself. And so you're going to get a little help today, but you should not rely on anybody outside yourself. You should rely on you. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, you're going to start feeling me a little bit more. All right, repeat after me, please. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
Anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
That's not authentically me now.
Okay, for the audience, that's the attack right there when she stuttered. So I want everyone to know that. So she just, the entity that's in her now just attacked both her and I. To stop this from happening, now we're going to start over. Okay. Let's take one big breath so I can connect with you again. Ready? One. Good job. Okay. Okay, ready? I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me that's not authentically me now.
To remove anything in me that's not authentically me now.
Fighting very hard. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me that's not authentically me now.
To remove anything in me that's not authentically me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To remove anything in me.
To remove anything in me.
That's not authentically me now.
That's not authentically me now.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1.
Now. Come on now, say now.
Now.
Good job. Okay. A little bugger there. All right, so should have felt the removal. Should have felt the removal, but you still got a lot of work to do. How do you feel?
I have a lot of work that needs to be done.
Okay, hang on a second. So hear me clearly. Did you notice where it was removed? You notice the right side of your body is feeling different?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the way you live your life through prayer and meditation is how they get in, okay? So the more you pray outside yourself, using mind energy, that's how they're getting in, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel?
Feeling better.
Feeling better, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of what you might want to do for the next, I would do it for a week, three times a day, until you find your own words, your own success. But essentially, now we can go the other way too, okay? You ready?
Okay.
Repeat after me. I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy now.
To increase my life force energy now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy now.
To increase my life force energy now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy now.
To increase my life force energy now.
Count after me. 10.
10.
9.
9.
8.
8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2. Good job. Very good. Now, for the audience, notice we have more of a human now. She's much stronger. She's much cleaner in her processing. How do you feel?
Feeling good.
Mm-hmm. A little better, huh?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
All right. Good job. Well, please stay with it. Please teach others. You're well on your way. Let it settle in. There's a lot of energy coming into you now. Just observe it and get used to working with it. I guarantee you will not have these problems again if you keep endorsing and understanding working with yourself. Beautiful, beautiful day to you.
Very nice.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. I got a quick question. I'm not an observation. So when you did, one, the removal of, to remove whatever, anything that's in her that's not authentically her, and you did that, I was just checking personally to see how I felt in terms of the energy being removed. It wasn't completely removed now from my end until you actually increased her life force energy, and then I felt the energy move. I don't know. Is that right?
That's right. It's a trick.
Yeah, that was interesting what you did. That's beautiful. Thank you.
So she should be able to do it without all the hoops to jump through.
Right,
I give her, stepping stones so she can get used to working with her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have to do all of this rigmarole that I'm explaining. It's just people get used to committing to and or validating to themselves that they're actually doing something. That's why I do the counting, is so that they're infusing the intentions that they have. But if they could stay there in real time, they wouldn't have to do any of this. And so as you get more comfortable working with yourself, you don't have to do any of these mantras, if you will.
Correct. Gotcha. Okay. All right. I think we have two more here. So the next caller is 941 ending in 2599. 2599, you're here with Q.
Hi, this is Kathy from Southwest Florida. I'm just wondering, Q, can you use the same command to increase life force energy if you want to increase oxygen in your body? And how would you treat organs in your body? What would you say?
Okay, great question. So when it's a physical healing, you can do, there's so many options for you. And I encourage everyone to find their own best fit. But certainly when you command your spirit, don't try and direct the spirit at what the healing needs to be based on a symptom. So you, as an example, if you have organ problems, you don't tell the spirit to heal the stomach, as an example, because that is not the root cause analysis of why you're having stomach problems, as an example. So the spirit is going to support you, but it needs to know that you need help, because there's only a very small percentage of you in your body right now, in for at least most of us. And so a better way to heal when you have a specific and intrinsic problem is you make it very broad. So as you would go something like this: I command my spirit to heal and balance me, my physical body, now. I command my spirit to heal and balance my being right now. So make it very broad, so the spirit will do the root cause analysis for you, not you overthinking it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then on the physical plane, the intrinsic plane, you can charge your food and your water and your medicine, whatever you like to use, your herbs, whatever, to do the same. So as an example, I command the water to heal and balance me. Don't tell the water to heal your specific issue. Tell it to heal and balance you, and then make it siphon through you to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Very good. I hope
excuse me, Q. As far as water, how did you do that? I command my spirit to heal the... No.
So
heal
you don't
balance.
Have...
No.
So when you're in so in the intrinsic world, we now are working through our body now. So if I want to charge my water, I'm going to put I'm going to put light through my hands. I'm going to direct it to the glass of water.
Right.
So I might put my hand on top of the water, glass of water, and on the side of the glass of water, and I'll shake my hands, and I'll ask the water to infuse it with healing capabilities or balancing capabilities or whichever words you like. And it must be out loud.
Sure.
The water really likes to be talked to, just like a plant.
Okay.
I command my water to heal and balance me now. And then when you drink it, make it, envision it spiraling down through your body, and I guarantee you it will infuse you with healing capabilities.
Beautiful. Okay. Forgot about that.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Question. All right, everybody. This is our last question for the day. It's 541 ending in 1441.
Hi,
welcome.
Everybody. This is Nicole. Hello. This is Nicole from Oregon. Hi, Q.
Beautiful day to you.
Hi. I have a few questions, but I thought I would start with asking about our home base energy and connecting with our twin flame energy.
I think we just did. This is exciting. All right, I get to have fun too. All right, so define home base. What do you believe home base is?
Where we were originally created.
Okay, and where is that?
Well, I don't really know right now.
Okay, so then why do you believe there's a home base?
I imagine like a planet. I don't know, though.
Jane, is the distortion on your end? We're getting a lot of distractions there. All right, much better. Okay, so have you heard me speak about how you come into the universe? You understand how it works?
No.
Okay, so it's really fun. We must realize how ancient we are. We're very, very, very old. And just because you don't remember in this physical body doesn't mean you're not old. Most of us are quite ancient. And here's how it works. the multiverse is unlimited in capability as it in an expansion of possibilities and capabilities. There's no way to explain the multiverse, let alone this universe, because it's forever and forever expanding and experiencing and changing and growing and contorting. It never stops, and you're one of the individuals making it do that. Mm-hmm. Now, when you came into the multiverse, there's not one thing you did not know. And so I do my best to explain it, although these words are going to be very limited because the English language does not allow for the understanding and expression of what a light being is, which is unlimited. It's infinite. In any event, when you came into the multiverse from the central crystal, there's not one thing you did not know. There's not one piece of information that you did not know. That's because you're source, you're God. We don't use the word God, but everybody seems to be fixated on the word God. And here's how it works. You just didn't know what it was like to have all that knowledge being that knowledge. So as an example, you knew how a rock was made, but you'd never been a rock. So that's why you're in the universe, the multiverse, is to go experience all the knowledge that we have. And so when you say, I want to know where my home base is, you actually don't have a home base, although your very first visit into the universe is usually where you are identified with, because that's the first place you probably got a title, a name, a recognition of what it was like to be in the multiverse. When you are just an infant into this multiverse, you will always resonate with that because it's your first time coming in here. How else can I help you?
Okay. So also I would love to know about the Galactic Federation, about is that our higher Oversoul future self, or is that just like completely different beings out there?
All right, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, you betcha. So there is a marriage of technology with the Galactic Federation. So you can reside on a vessel, a multi-dimensional vessel. You can reside on it and take a fraction of your spirit, your light body, and incarnate on this planet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually be outside this dimension. And just like it's much like Star Trek, they hid a lot of technology from us, but you can basically have 70-80% of your light body on a vessel and bring the other 20% in this human, and observe both realities at the same time, and that's how I do it here. But I'm on a light ship. I'm from Source, so it's a little different. But essentially, the Galactic Federation is not my favorite group of people because they have contradicted free will many times. They are also the reason that Jesus was killed, and mainly because the technology that we are teaching is to go within. And they don't believe we're ready for those teachings, and the Galactic Federation has tenure. I'm giving them great respect and appreciation because they do have a lot of tenure doing their best to help. But if you manipulate free will, you're still manipulating free will. And so, yes, the Galactic Federation can, in their own free will, help and participate. And you'll notice that they're not coming down to help, are they?
Right.
Do you know why?
No.
Because they sent you. See, that's why we're all here.
Mm-hmm.
We're our own saviors. It's mm-hmm. up to us. This is our planet. This is our space. Now, let's get it done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One more question comes to mind, Q. So on the topic of like our clones that exist in this reality at the same time as our human body, what is controlling them? Is it our own consciousness, or is it something outside of our consciousness, but it just looks like us?
Okay. So define clone to you, because there's a vast difference between our understanding of cloning. What do you mean by clone?
Okay. Like the ones that, I guess the ones that are being copied and pasted in the same reality, like that are physical.
Okay. So the best way to look at cloning is notice that a relatively unpopulated country is tremendously large now. That would be China, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the clone factories that are the most progressive are the Chinese. And I don't, this is not to offend any Chinese at all. It's notice that there's 300 million people in America, and there's 1.4 billion people in China. And it happened overnight, even though the propaganda mm-hmm. says that we're only going to have a child every 10 years or something, or whatever they propagandized the North Americans about. Okay, so the physical side of the clone, which I call the clone wars, they can do a couple things. They can infuse the clone with new souls coming in here, or they can put artificial intelligence in them, both ways. The artificial intelligence can be, notice that we're going to get a breakup in our call. Notice I'm over target, obviously. So you can, what you can do is you can basically take a genetic being, and you can put artificial consciousness in it, and it can still maneuver with 0.1% light body in it. So the soul picks the body, okay? But when it comes into this reality, it doesn't necessarily know that it can't, let's say, be 10 or 20% of its capability. So the real trick is how much spirit light body is in a clone, and then how much of it is being manipulated by artificial intelligence. So it's pretty tricky. Now, there's also the other way. A lot of these stars you're seeing in the news and the movies, a lot of them are cloned for replication agendas, propaganda, and some of them live remotely, some of them live underground, so that they can get away with vast crimes and then come and go, and you could never see an example of how do you arrest somebody that's not even the same identity as what they started with. And so you're seeing some technology right in front of your eyes. So if I'm Butch Cassidy in the physical form, and I commit all these crimes, but my spirit's actually in another body, and I can come and go, imagine what you could do to society. And so it's quite tricky here that you can jump from body to body, that technology exists here, and you can choose a genetic exact replica of yourself if you have that technology. So you can replicate yourself genetically. I'll give you an example. Many of the aliens, the grave robbers you've seen around the planet, are aliens, and they take those genetics and then they make another human, and it's identical to the human that was in the tomb. And so that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We started off with our call with only one question per person. I apologize. So I think you've had a few already. So we're going to be ending this call rather quickly here. I do have one other caller queue, so I'm going to just go ahead and open up that individual so then we can be complete. So
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. So our last caller for sure now is 541 ending in 3550. Hello, 3550?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Your first name.
Oh, great.
Yes. Where you're calling from. Your one question for Q. Thank you.
Yes. My name is Alma. I'm calling from Florida. Well, my one question would be, what's a topic that has been talked about a couple of times, that about a decade ago, a lot of the population has been switched out for clones on this planet. And I'm just wondering, where does this leave us now as far as advancing? For all of us, because it feels like it's kind of holding us back. So,
well, you answered your own. You answered your own question. Everything has to do with ascension. So as long as you don't understand how to ascend and process more of your light body into your physical body, the bad guys, forgive me, but they're all aliens. Is what's going on here.
Okay. You understand what's...
Yes, so answer to your question is you do your own inner work. We are all accountable for our own inner work, bringing in more of ourselves into us so that we can create the ascension opportunities for ourselves. That's all you have to worry about. Don't worry about the clones. You worry about yourself. And that's all there is. My great, great honor to co-create with you. My love to you.
All right. Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. All right. I think, Q, before we end, I know that Billy said for me to unmute her, so I'll go ahead and unmute her. All right. Hey, Billy?
Yes.
Yes. So we're
okay.
Close.
When you were talking about you know, visualizing water going down into your system, you didn't reiterate on what direction. It's counterclockwise.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. I'm very poor communicator. I love counterclockwise. It is the most authentic way to heal.
Yes. Also, the water that comes from Telos up to Mount Shasta is also spun in a counterclockwise motion.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, very good.
That's why it has that's why it has the healing properties that it has.
Yeah, that's the natural. That's the natural vortice that we can create for ourselves. Vortex technology will come out very soon. You can buy pipes, directional flow devices for your shower heads now, and making a natural vortice. It'll make your hair much softer and cleaner, and of course heal your body. And so, can't wait to see boats made with vortices and everything to keep our lakes and our waterways clean.
Yeah.
All right.
All the pipes. Oh. See, all the pipes right now, like and dams and waterways and water coming into your house, is spinning on a clockwise fashion, and it needs to be reversed for the healing properties to start flowing through your pipes.
Yeah. Okay. I have only 10 seconds. So we want to, first of all, thank you so much, Q. Anyone who would like to be able to donate, please go ahead and go to our PayPal address, telosgirl@yahoo.com. Put in Q under your note, and then so he can receive his donations. And those of you that are on the call, because we're already closed, we want to thank everyone for being here. Tremendous appreciation and gratitude to you, Q, for being on our call. We honor and are very grateful for all of us.
One last thing. And if you're sending a donation to Q, put friends and family. That way he gets the full amount.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you, Zareya. Thank you so much, Q, and we love you.
Much love to you. Bye. Great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. See you. By the way, just also, since I've got you all here, I wanted to also let you know that we do have a call. What's tomorrow? Our regular Saturday call with Zara. And we do have a Sunday call also with Dr. Shaw. So we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you all. All right. Bye-bye.